The first 100 days of 2017 will have very little value to you from a productivity standpoint if you do not deliberately pounce on them with the intent to set a pace and to send a powerful message. In a very real sense, this is a use it or lose it proposition. And in order for you to make this the best year of your life, you must judiciously focus on results for the simple reason that in the end, only results matter. Intentions and resolutions are simply incapable of putting food on your table or clothes on your back. Hi there, this is Gary Ryan Blair, and I've got a great time-sensitive message for you today that you're absolutely going to love. It's titled, Start Right, your game plan for maximizing the first 100 days of 2017, so let's get after it. Now allow me to begin with a statement and a declaration. See, I have no idea what your goals or resolutions are for 2017, and I have absolutely no business in telling you what they should be. My job is to help you achieve your goals in the fastest, most efficient manner possible, and that's why I put together this manifesto. The purpose of the Start Right manifesto is threefold. The first, to explain the importance of the first 100 days of 2017. The second, to provide you with a game plan, that is, specific actions and implementation strategies that you can deploy in order to make 2017 the best year of your life. And the third, to throw down a challenge. So let's get started by focusing in on the critical question. What is the importance of the first 100 days of 2017? Well, the new year provides you with a one-shot window of opportunity to blast out of the gate fast, focused, and fired up. And as with any opportunity, you have an obligation to capitalize on it. And should you choose not to, I assure you, you'll come to regret that decision, as nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity. You must recognize a few things about the importance of seizing this opportunity to start the new year right. See, these first 100 days of 2017 will have very little value to you from a productivity standpoint if you do not deliberately pounce on them with the intent to set a pace and to set a message. See, these first 100 days of 2017 will have very little value to you from a productivity standpoint if you do not deliberately pounce on them with the intent to set a pace and to send a powerful message. In a very real sense, this is a use it or lose it proposition. And the second is that your loss is someone else's gain, as someone with more courage, conviction, and confidence than you will find a way to seize it, and they will make the kind of progress that you only wished for. The importance of how you execute the first 100 days of 2017 cannot be overstated. As if you have a successful first 100 days, it naturally follows that you're building momentum and setting yourself up for a successful year. These first 100 days is when you've got to give it everything you've got. And the game plan that follows provides you with the motivational fuel and the justification you need to start the new year fast, focused, and fully committed to making 2017 the best year of your life. Everyone wants to start the new year on the right foot. Everyone from day one has goals they want to pursue and dreams they want to have realized in 2017. But the challenge for many is knowing the best way to get the job done. Well, today, that problem is solved. As the single best strategy for creating radical results and for building momentum quickly in 2017 is to play a strong, relentless offense. In teaching you how to play offense, more specifically, how to become a formidable opponent, an unstoppable powerhouse, a lean, mean, results-generating machine that makes huge performance gains in the first 100 days is what this manifesto is all about. So let's talk strategy. See, strategy is defined as a plan of action intentionally designed to achieve a desired goal. And there are two, and only two, types of strategy: offense and defense. Offensive strategy exists to advance your position, to score goals, to put points on the board, in short, to win. Offensive strategy is proactive. It means playing to win. Defensive strategy, on the other hand, is all about protective posturing. It exists to hold ground, to prevent the offense or the opposition from scoring. Defensive strategy is reactive. It means playing not to lose. Now, without apology or sugarcoating, far too many people spend the majority of their lives deploying the wrong strategy. They choose to play defense. They choose to resist change. They choose to maintain the status quo. They choose to lower their standards, and they choose to settle for less. They do not strike fast and hard when an opportunity such as these first 100 days of the new year presents itself. They merely exist. They're a spectator in their own lives, and they live a small, fear-filled life. As a result of playing defense, they operate in a reactive, wait-and-see mode. They're constantly retreating, forever backpedaling. They're ridiculously hyper-cautious, and, sadly, they'll have very little show on the highlight reel for 2017. Now, on the other hand, those that choose to deploy a strong, relentless, and determined offense during the first 100 days of 2017 and beyond will find themselves constantly advancing, consistently gaining ground, building massive momentum, proactively creating the conditions for positive change, and most importantly, achieving their goals in record time. And that's what you really want, isn't it? As to why it matters, well, there's always a time and a place for defensive competitive strategy. But a strong, relentless offensive strategy is the only sure way you're going to start fast and make 2017 the best year of your life. And cultivating the ability to achieve goals quickly, effectively, and creatively is a mandatory condition for success, for the simple reason that great offensive skills will allow you to maintain control and to live life on your own terms. So what follows your 10-point game plan for maximizing the first 100 days of 2017? I advise you to deploy it vigilantly, and not only will you be astonished by the results, you may even be tempted to name your next kid after me. Strategy number one is to get serious. Now let's begin this first strategy with a finger-in-the-eye type of maxim. You will not start fast, nor do you stand a chance of making 2017 the best year of your life until and unless you decide to make it so. Until you decide to crush these first 100 days of the year by developing a plan and executing your plan consistently, you'll forever remain in the situation you're in and forever repeating established patterns of behavior. So to make 2017 the best year of your life, you must look in the mirror and decide that once and for all, that you're done playing games, that you're done settling for table scraps, that you're done standing by idly on the sideline while other people that you do not perceive as being neither as bright nor as talented as you are living in nicer homes, driving finer cars, and enjoying a far superior quality of life. Now why? Well, it's actually very simple. Decision always precedes action. That is why you must decide to get serious. Strategy number two is to move fast. If the objective is to crush the first 100 days and to make 2017 the best year of your life, then you owe it to yourself to find the fastest way to get the job done. And if you can't, won't, or simply refuse to accept or dismiss out of hand what I'm about to share with you, you're making a huge mistake, one that will cost you your chance at maximizing the first 100 days of the year. Now, I want you to think about it. If the goal is to become debt-free, why perpetuate the pain and do it slowly? If the goal is to lose weight and get in great shape this year, why on earth should it be a long, drawn-out process? If the goal is to get better grades, why should it take any longer than the next exam to turn things around? And if the goal is to become the sales leader of your organization, then why should it take until next quarter or next year when you could be wearing the crown next month? The fact is, any goal or plan expands so as to fill and reinforce the unrealistic amount of time that you have made available for its completion. The solution is simple. Move fast. Strategy number three is to start saying no. No is the most powerful word in your vocabulary, as well as a complete sentence. It's the easiest word for setting a limit, for holding firm the boundaries, and for being clear about what you will or will not do during these first 100 days of 2017. Now, you'll be infinitely more productive once you recognize these three things. The first, no is not a dirty word, it's not a negative word, nor is it a selfish word. Learning to say no is liberating as it frees up your time to focus in on your key priorities. The second, you're in complete control of how you spend your time and your life. Saying no allows you more time and energy to pursue your goals and your wildest ambitions. And the third, saying no actually increases the value of the things that you could say yes to. The fact is, success demands a short yes list and a very long no list. Yet most people have that one reverse engineered and they pay dearly for it. Without a doubt, saying no is the most strategic decision that you can make, as it improves and accelerates your effectiveness, guaranteeing a fast and focused start to the new year. Strategy number four is to focus on results. The greatest waste of untapped resources in this world are the resolutions and the intentions that don't translate into purposeful, goal-directed behavior. Resolutions and intentions like getting in shape, writing a novel, learning a language, or even unpacking the boxes from your last move are simply meaningless without action. Now, I could state the following with the certainty of a man holding four aces. If resolutions and intentions were of any value, other than to bring a false sense of comfort to the delusional, well, then everybody would already be skinny, happy, and rich. So to make 2017 the best year of your life, you must judiciously focus in on results for the simple reason that in the end, only results matter. Intentions and resolutions are simply incapable of putting food on your table or clothes on your back. So your results serve as judge, jury, and executioner of your performance. And this truth applies exactly the same way to a salesperson's ability to meet or to exceed quota, to a student's ability to maintain good grades in school, to a coach's ability to build a winning record, as well as to your ability to crush these first 100 days of the year. Now, this is a rule without an exception. Therefore, stop focusing in on intentions and start focusing in on results. Strategy number five is to be unreasonable. Hitting the ground running and crushing the first 100 days of the new year requires you become unreasonable of what you expect from yourself and in the unreasonable demands that you make upon others. The vast majority of people settle for a small squeak of their potential because they bought into the belief that simply being reasonable is the only way to go. How foolish and casually creating that belief is. See, the reasonable person adapts himself to the world, while the unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all large, significant, and lasting progress depends on the unreasonable person. True success is achieved by the minority of people and requires an unconventional way of thinking. Great achievements are, have been, and will always be the results of unreasonable people, driven by unreasonable expectations and exceptionally high standards. So the only way to create big, bold, and breakthrough results in 2017 is to take the road less traveled, to set goals and plans that are unreasonable, and going for it in a big way. Strategy number six is to go above and beyond. The distance between those who make big things happen in the first 100 days of the year and those who are passive players has everything to do with one's readiness, one's willingness, and one's ability to go above and beyond expectations. Delivering only what your customer expects will give you job security, and that's a maybe, but it certainly won't make you stand out. And if you don't stand out, you won't get promoted. You won't get the referral. You won't get the repeat business, and you won't get the lifetime loyalty, devotion, and reverence you're after. In short, you cannot possibly expect extraordinary results or superior compensation without consistently going above and beyond your client's expectations. The masses are always foolishly on the lookout for a new gimmick, a shiny new performance hack or shortcut. But the truth is, the quickest way to advance your career, to earn trust, to develop a world-class reputation, and to make 2017 the best year of your life is by always going above and beyond. You either get the importance of that one or you do not. Strategy number seven is to rise and shine. If you're ever going to find your greatness and make 2017 the best year of your life, you must decide that what you want is bigger and far more important than any fear, excuse, or self-limiting belief which prevents you from achieving it. And by doing so, you'll rise to every challenge with confidence, with conviction, and a tremendous sense of certainty. Now, if you think about it, you really only have two choices when faced with an obstacle, with a challenge, or an opportunity. You can choose to rise and shine, or you can let it beat you down into submission. And as with most everything in life, it matters more about what we do about what happens to us than what actually happens to us. The ultimate reason for setting big, challenging goals during these first 100 days is to entice you to become the person it takes in order to achieve them. And that's why you must decide that you will not be defeated. You will not succumb to difficulty nor will you ever tolerate an excuse. As your greatest glory is not in falling, but in rising and shining every time you fall. Strategy number 8 is to be relentless. Your success in crushing these first 100 days of the new year is forever linked directly to your heart, to your will, to your steadfast commitment to your goals. The relentless attitude is the winning attitude. And the remarkable thing about life is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we embrace for that day. You cannot ever let fatigue make you a coward, nor can you ever expect to win without struggling, without suffering, or without sacrificing, as these are the essential elements for making 2017 the very best year of your life. Now, being relentless is a commitment. It's an empowering mindset that stands in the face of obstacles, hardships, temptations, financial difficulties, failing physical health, broken relationships, and stiff competition. See, victory belongs neither to the faint-hearted, nor to the weak will or the uncommitted. Certainly not if the enemy is great and his resolution strong. It's only by facing the opponent head-on and with a vengeance that the battle can be won. In making 2017 the best year of your life necessitates that you fight on with undying, relentless determination. Strategy number 9, and my personal favorite, is to stay hungry. See, every goal poses a simple question. How badly do you want it? And to realize your potential and to start 2017 fast, focused, and fired up, you must respond with some version of this answer. More. And then you've got to prove it. That's where hunger and passion come into the picture. See, passion is hardcore devotion to a person, goal, or cause. It infuses life with meaning, with joy, significance, and unbridled enthusiasm. It's desire in your heart. It's that fire in your belly. It's the twinkle in your eye. It is your magnificent obsession. Passion is your psychological mojo. It's a reason why you get up early and work late. It's the why that points the way, and it's an indispensable virtue that is far more valuable than money, power, or fame. And whatever your goals are in these first 100 days, it's your passion, that white-hot burning flame in your belly. That is the only thing that will keep you committed to success. Therefore, stay hungry and prove to yourself each and every day how badly you want it by taking massive, relentless action. And finally, number 10 is to become a quick change artist. As you work towards the goal of crushing the first 100 days of the year, you must embrace the idea that your ability to recognize and to adapt to change quickly is an asset in need of cultivation. While adapting to the relentless pace of change is difficult, not adapting is fatal, as history is littered with the corpses of very successful people and companies who were brought to their knees and put in their grave due to their inability or their unwillingness to adapt or to adjust to the changing environment in which they found themselves in. In almost every case, the sources of failure are obvious and avoidable. A failure to implement new technologies that have already been developed, an arrogant disregard for changing customer demands, a complacent attitude towards new competitors. Then you throw in fear, the gravitational pull of resistance, and a love affair with the comfort zone, and you've got yourself the perfect storm. See, change descends upon each one of us equally. The difference is that some of us realize it faster than others, and they adapt accordingly. That is why you must become a quick change artist. Now, I've got an important question for you right now. Are you ready to make 2017 the best year of your life? See, I'm going to take the liberty of being blunt right now. There's absolutely no point in pretending that starting the first 100 days of 2017 fast, focused, and fired up is anything less than the savviest move that you can make right now. And while there are plenty of excuses, there's no good reason for you to procrastinate, to say the timing is not right, or that it's not worth your time. That's why I created the 100 Day Challenge. The 100 Day Challenge is a hardcore goal-setting program designed with one purpose in mind: to show you how to get more done in the first 100 days of the new year than most people do over the course of 10 years. Now, I know a thing or two about driving radical results fast. And if you have a sincere desire to maximize these first 100 days of the year, to play a much bigger game, and to make 2017 the best year of your life, then the 100 Day Challenge is the program for you. Over the years, I've become known as the Goals Guy, and I've developed a reputation as someone that immensely successful entrepreneurs, executives, professional athletes, and even special military forces go to when they need to step up their execution skills. I created the 100-day challenge to share with you the same exact methods that I've used to shatter sales goals, to quickly grow a number of multi-million dollar businesses, and to coach people to extraordinary, legacy-defining performances. And I accept full responsibility for inspiring people to do insane things like climb Mount Everest, run their first triathlon, to launch their own businesses, and to say adios to their comfort zone forever. And I'm confident I can do the same for you. The 100-Day Challenge is a proven execution model that produces the highest levels of performance. And like any world-class competition, it contains the elements necessary for the unleashing of your greatness. That is, rules, performance standards, accountability, a scoreboard, a finish line, fans, competition, and most of all, it is fun. And the best part is that the 100-Day Challenge is appropriate for everyone in the boardroom, in the classroom, the locker room, and in the living room. Now, you'll love the 100-Day Challenge primarily because we focus in on one thing, and that is getting you from point A to point B as quickly as possible, and we're pretty darn good at it. In fact, the 100-Day Challenge has delivered jaw-dropping results for more than 525,000 people in over 80 countries around the world, to include some of the best companies in the world. So is the 100-Day Challenge hard? Does it require discipline, accountability, hard work, sustained commitment, and relentless action? You bet it does. But the results are ridiculously huge, and they're life-changing. Right now, at this very moment, you're only 100 days from transforming your life, from crushing your goals. You're 100 days from getting in great shape, from becoming debt-free, skyrocketing your sales and income, and achieving any goal that you want in record time. So why wait another moment? Sign up for the 100-Day Challenge, and together, let's get busy crushing these first 100 days of the year and making 2017 the best year of your life.